Really enjoying that with them. Elton John and Dua Lipa. We'll have some more Elton John after 9 this morning. We have a glam rock power hour at 9 this morning. Really looking forward to that one. 6 minutes away now. Good morning. It is Scottish food and drink fortnight starting today. Surely they've got that wrong. That's a fortnight where they don't eat or drink, maybe. Morning, good morning. 2 minutes after 7 this Friday morning. Warm with sunny spells today. However, heavy showers expected later. 24 degrees Celsius the high for today. Becoming dry and mild this evening, down to 14 Celsius. And for tomorrow then, Saturday, cloudy, then bright. Morning from Mike. Just a couple of cancellations on the trains this morning already. The 6:52 from Cambridge is running 14 minutes late at the moment. The 7:07 from Burgess Hill down to Brighton has been cancelled, as has the 7:09 to Bedford via London Bridge. So always best to check before you travel. Friday morning at Burgess Hill Radio on 103.8 FM. In the sports news this morning, the fifth test between England and India is set to go ahead today after no further positive COVID-19 tests were returned by the tourists. British teenager Emma Raducanu has reached the US Open final. She's done really well as her meteoric rise continues. Let's have a look at some of the front pages of the papers you're waking up to this morning. The headlines in The Sun this morning: Kate's tears for Derek, Kate Garraway there. The Mirror: Rio Ferdinand, my family's racist torment. And on the Daily Star this morning: medics are advised to use emojis to talk to their sick patients. That's in fact, if you can get hold of a doctor in the first place. Morning, here's the current UK number one. Morning, good morning, 7:25 on a Friday. And Ed Sheeran is also taking part of Global Citizen Live, which is on a couple of weekends' time, September the 25th. We'll be there alongside Duran Duran and Kylie Minogue, announced as headliners of that gig. Live streaming on September the 25th. Will be good. And in the papers this morning, this comes out once in a while, doesn't it? These stories come round. You know, something's good for you, then something's not good for you. It's official. Yes, yet again, wine is good for the heart. Well, we've always thought this, haven't we? Red wine. Drinking red wine helps the heart and prevents it from disease. A new study has shown both red wine and white wine can have a positive effect on the arteries thanks to the nutrients in grapes, not the alcohol. Funny how these sort of stories always come out when the schools go back. No. Who needs a drink, eh? 26 minutes after 7, we'll head up to the local news now with Rain Radio and DJ Gray Gorman.